Rear Naked Radio.
Again!
Kind of.
Not really at all, again.
That's probably true. Rear Naked Radio. Obviously, you clicked on the tab.
You did.
So.
Your mistake.
Yeah,
losers.
Now you can't back out. Ever.
There's no back button on your computer.
I'm Scotty Cash.
J-Raz.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Good. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to them.
Fine.
Hopefully they answer, because I need your feedback here.
We did get feedback. We got listener feedback again from Andrew Myers. Once again, he's a dedicated listener, we'll call him.
Yeah.
His question was, do we think Nick Diaz, older brother of Nathan Diaz, will go to the UFC once his Strikeforce contract is over? Also, do we think the UFC would take him, and do you think he'd be as big of a star? Actually, he said, I don't think he'd be as big of a star there.
FYI, he's already been to the UFC. And he fought Diego Sanchez. He lost.
Yeah.
The UFC
he lost
did,
to Sean Sherk. He lost to Joe Riggs. And he lost to Carl Parisian also.
They didn't want him to come back. I mean, they liked his style, and they liked that he fought everybody and anybody they wanted to, but they didn't want him to come back again because, I mean, come back as even not even go in his brother's corner, come back anymore, because he's just rude. You know, like after the fight, how Marcus Davis didn't shake Dan Hardy's hand. Well, they seriously, seriously super frown on that stuff.
Yeah.
So.
For sure. His notable wins in the UFC are over Drew Fickett, Josh Neer, and a pretty nice KO of Wootwoot Wabi Wawa.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't get dominated in any of these fights that he's lost. I mean, he's definitely can hold his own, but
yeah, absolutely. I'm thinking he'll probably stay with Strikeforce as long as they'll have him. They're paying him good money. He's a top billed guy there. He would probably not be exactly a top billed guy in UFC, so I think he'll probably stay put.
Yeah.
But good question, Andrew. Thank you. A little bit of MMA news to get your morning, evening, whenever you're listening to this going. They're talking about Roger Huerta.
He's coming back.
Yeah, he still has one fight left on his contract. He has for a long time. UFC's just kind of sat there with him and not done anything because he's already said he's not signing again. He wants to be an actor. But they finally are trying to put a fight together. Roger Huerta versus Gray Maynard.
Versus my guy.
Gray Maynard. The undefeated Gray Maynard. They're looking at a September bout at the Ultimate Fight Night 19, which will lead right into Ultimate Fighter 10.
I love it.
Did you see the commercial for Ultimate Fighter 10?
Yeah, sure did.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Did you notice season 9 wasn't over yet? I don't know if you noticed that.
Technically, it was over because we were on the finale when it aired.
Therefore, it wasn't over yet.
No, technically, it ended that Wednesday before.
Okay, well, anyway, did you ever see a UFC 9 at season 8?
No, not at all.
Or any of those other. UFC 9, the season, was so god-awful. They had been talking about 10 after the first week.
Not after the first week.
It was pretty bad. Hey, this is pretty bad, dude.
But
when the market started writing on people's stuff, and UK is just like, no, we don't even care. We're good guys. We love each other. They're like, season 10, start us up.
So that should be a good fight. Good lightweight clash, if you will.
I don't think so. I love Gray Maynard, and I picked him to win, you know, two or three seasons ago, and he didn't.
Okay.
But
yet he's still
I just think Horton's just too much for him.
Roger?
Yeah.
He lost to K-Flo, but Ken-Flo, you know, my dog. Like, I beat everybody.
He barely lost to Kenny Florian, and he barely beat Guida.
Guida, yeah.
And Guida was kicking the crap out of him for three rounds. He's like, hey, look, here's a chokehold.
Yeah, pretty much. Other news, Lyoto Machida and Anderson Silva have both been nominated for an ESPY Award. I don't know if it's the first time for the ESPY Awards to have MMA fighters.
Absolutely. Win.
It is?
Yes.
So that's pretty exciting. They're in there with, I think, three other boxers. But I would like to see one of them win.
Yeah.
You can vote for them on ESPN.com. Again, the ESPY Awards are coming up sometime.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never watched them. Apparently, Justin Timberlake did a fantastic job.
He did.
When he hosted.
It was awesome. I love the ESPYs, dude.
But that's coming up. UFC Magazine. I've been kind of thinking, why the crap does UFC not have a magazine for a long time?
Because they have 19 other fight magazines that are all the same thing.
No, they only have like three other. They have
there's way more than three.
Exclamation point
there's
magazine.
Way more than three.
But this is like it's exciting when ECW first came out with a magazine. I'm like, oh, they're making mainstream, you know? Way back when.
And then you realize how silly that talk is.
It is. But I'll probably buy this first edition of UFC Magazine because they're talking a lot about UFC.
When's it coming out?
It should be out now.
Right.
So
I might go pick her up.
Yeah, I might go check it out as well.
I got a gift card from my papa to Barnes & Noble, so I might pick it up.
You should get God Fight.
No.
Please?
Nope.
I want to read it, and I don't want to pay money for a
180-page
book. Horace Griffin, if you're listening, which we know you do,
send us one.
Please write longer books.
And send us one.
And send us one.
All lots of free stuff.
Yeah, because 188 pages, not enough.
Can we start being Rear Free Naked Radio?
Rear Free Naked.
Yeah, because I just want free stuff.
That'd be cool. We need to start reviewing stuff other than shows so people send us more stuff. Like the video game. Can we review that and get free PlayStations?
Yeah, that's not worth it.
A car.
You guys reviewed our game. You guys did a good job. Here's a Hummer.
Absolutely. Dana White would give one out. He gives one out to everybody. There's lots of rumors going on for the main event for UFC 103, the show I said would be free on Spike, and it's not. Currently, it's without main event.
So, as of right now, you owe all these people.
Nothing.
Yes, you do. you're a liar.
Hey, UFC 105 will be free on Spike.
And now you get 105 for free as well.
Exactly. But 103, all right. So 101 has a main event, 102 has a main event, 104 has a main event. We still don't know what the main event for 103 will be.
What's 102's main event?
102 is the old guys.
Oh, wonderful.
Nah, come on, dude. It's Randy Couture versus Minotaur on every. I'm going to watch that.
Yeah, we know, and you're real excited. I love Nog. I love him.
No, the whole card is really good, though. It's Chris Leben on there. It's got Damian Maia versus Mark Hart.
Who's the dude that knocked out the other guy in like 8 seconds at when we were just...
James Irving?
No, it was that we watched it at Chad's house.
Oh, that was Drew McFedry.
Yeah. When's he fight again?
I don't know. But here's the rumored main event. Shane Carwin versus Cain Velasquez. That would be the least bought pay-per-view of
ever.
Because not only do you have that as the main event, you'd also have a Frank Trigg fight on the card. And no one's going to buy that. Another possibility is Matt Hughes versus Mike Quickswick. Much more popular choice, in my opinion, to have that as a main event.
No.
Disagree. Agree to disagree. I think that'd be a good main event. And then Rich Franklin, who's technically not under contract anymore. They're in negotiations right now. He's rumored to possibly be fighting Chuck Liddell.
So let's get this straight. We got a god-awful main event.
Hey, Shane Carwin versus Cain Velasquez was probably a good fight.
No, absolutely not. Good then fight. You got old-ass Matt Hughes versus Young Quick Swick.
Yes.
Oh, super good fight.
Not great.
That was sarcasm.
Okay.
And then you got Rich Franklin, who doesn't have a contract, and Chuck Liddell, that Dana White doesn't want to fight anymore.
Yeah. Yep. Well, he sees a dollar sign.
And that's why they're called rumors.
The rumor mill has been pretty strong lately.
It'll probably be Shane Carwin versus Gay Vasquez.
But I don't see that as at all a pay-per-view main event.
Sorry,
I mean, they could obviously be like, this is the number one contender no matter what. You know? But
it is.
But, I mean, that'd be the hard sell. Other news real quick. Andre Arlovski is a free agent. Nobody wants him right now. He was knocked out viciously twice. And
mean you
like,
get him.
Yeah. I don't think we could afford him.
I'm talking about $10.70. $11.
Hey, come on, hang out with us. Do our show.
$13.50.
He's like, I've made $1.5 million on that fight. This is a good deal. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back, talk quickly about the Ultimate Finale, and have an abbreviated show. Rear Naked Radio.
You're listening to Rear Naked Radio here on VGLosers.com. The video game losers. We have no lives.
And we're back.
We are live again.
Kennedy.
What the heck?
The Ultimate Finale happened last week. It was a darn good show, I'd say.
It was okay.
I enjoyed it much more than you did, apparently. Three really good fights and two all right ones and a nice submission. The show started out with Joe Daddy Stevenson taking on Nate Diaz in a lightweight battle. It was a very technical fight. They both got out of their signature submissions, more or less.
Yeah.
Joe Daddy had the daddy lock on, the guillotine choke, and he got flipped out.
He had it good, too.
He did. In the very first few seconds, Diaz had a pretty good guillotine on Stevenson.
Yeah.
He got out of it, so.
I thought for sure that was over.
He had him in, like, a spider pin, too, for a minute, Joe Daddy did, where he rolled him over.
Yep.
That had to be awkward, I'm not going to lie to you. Stevenson picks up the unanimous. Unanimous decision victory.
Unanimous.
After that, they went to the Ross Pearson versus Andre Winner lightweight finale for the Ultimate Fighter.
Yep.
Scott's favorite season.
Yep, ever.
Ross Pearson did win a fairly boring bout. It was a pretty obvious unanimous decision. I mean, it could have kind of gone either way, but Andre Winner was beat.
You just want to think that because you picked him.
I do, but I believe he lost. I wouldn't have chosen. So then it went on to Chris Lights Out Lytle, another Ultimate Finale alum.
Hey, was that, like, I think it was the third round, like 2 minutes left, when Lytle just slugged him and
blood
was gushing out.
It was late in the third round. Yeah, Kevin Burns is the guy he beat.
I figured if I would be a one-hitter quitter, but hey, Burns would throw down too, dude.
Yeah, they just went at it for all three.
I'm not to remember that name because I have
Kevin
no idea who that is.
Kevin Burns is the guy who fought Anthony Johnson twice. One time he won because he eye
pulled. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Fought. Anthony Johnson just kicked
him
in the third
round. That's right.
But Kevin Burns showed a lot of heart. Very tough guy, so he'll probably have
a long career in the UFC.
He's
kind of like a heavier Chris Lee. He'll just go with anybody, and he'll just constantly lose.
Lower weight division, if not the same weight division.
Is he?
Because Lee was like 185, and Lytle's like 170.
Really?
Positive, yeah.
Chris Lee's fat.
He is, kind of. But that was a super good fight. I thought Burns was going to knock him out a couple times because he had him on Queer Street.
He did him on low.
So that was a good fight. And then the main event came Diego Nightmare Sanchez making his second lightweight bout against Clay the Carpenter Guida. I thought it was a great fight. That's me going off. All right, I'm going to stop that right now. The first few seconds of the fight were just ridiculous. I mean, they just went balls to the wall.
Yes.
And Diego.
Well, no. Diego went balls to the wall, and Clay Guida.
He was throwing punches.
Yeah. No, I think he's trying to get his hair out of his face so he can see where the heck
he did that a lot of times. Like, oh, stupid hair. Why do I have this? Oh, wait.
Hey,
gimmick.
I don't think if they fought three more times, it would never go that way.
No, I don't think
Guida thought he was going to run out there because, like, Diego ran out there, and Guida ducked right into that first punch, and he's just like, whoop, whoa.
Yeah.
You know?
And they just battled for like 45, 50 seconds, and
it was awesome.
Yeah. Guida's mouthpiece flew out, so the referee waited to put it back in, because that's what they do. And then there was a big lull, and the guy, Joe Rogan's even like, I think he should get his mouthpiece back in. That'd be a good time. Right, referee went in, put it back in. No more than 8 seconds later,
he
kicked
him in
the
face.
That'd have been like four teeth gone. So good thing we put that mouthpiece back in. And that kick did not finish it. It kept going.
He got up. Instantly.
Yeah, and then he got him to the ground, and Diego easily won that round, probably a 10-8. The next round was basically Clay Guida lying on him while Diego threw vicious elbows from the top.
Yeah. So 10-9.
Clay. 10-9 Guida. Although you could make the argument that Sanchez won that round just because he did more damage, but
no.
Top control, you have to give it to Guida.
Well, the takedown's worth you know, this 20 points.
100 points, apparently.
Yeah, well, as opposed to a couple elbows while you're laying on the ground, no.
But that was the main event, split decision. But we're out of here. We're negative.